Yeah, so my name is Emily Wilborn, and I studied abroad in Busan, South Korea this past summer, which was June and July of 2021. I was in Busan to conduct research for my undergraduate research. I studied Korean dance, so I was going there to interview practitioners of this Korean dance, but that's not really what this story is about. I had a day off between doing interviews and dance classes. And Busan is a coastal city. It's on the southeast kind of corner of the peninsula. I don't know if you've ever seen Train to Busan. It's like a zombie movie, but it's set on the way to this southernmost Korean city. So there's an area of Busan that I really wanted to travel to when I had these off days. I was mostly doing research, but I intentionally planned. I was like, I want this also to be fun. I don't want to just be working all summer. And what's significant about this area, it's called the Gamcheon Culture Village, was that during the Korean War, there were only two South Korean cities that were never invaded by North Korean forces. And Busan was one of them. And the Gamcheon Culture Village, if you're looking at Busan and it's kind of like a square, it's in the bottom, it's like even more on the coast in the bottom southeast. And it became a big neighborhood for North Korean refugees. Since then, though, it's been revamped. People always compare it to Cuba if you look in reviews online because it's super colorful. It's all pastel. There's art murals everywhere. It's in a valley between two hills. And so everywhere that there's a staircase, they painted the stairs to look like book spines. So it'll be like Harry Potter, going up like book spines. And I thought, well, I should go there. Why not? But it was an hour away from the place I was staying. So the day that I woke up and I was like, today is Gamcheon Culture Village Day. I pulled up my little, I woke up in a hostel that I was staying in, crawled out of my little bunk bed, and I was like, today is my big girl day. I get to go an hour away from the Haeundae Beach area into the mountains to see the Gamcheon Culture Village. It was not that difficult to get to, but it was a different like kind of bus than normal public transport in Korea is. Normally it's just like regular city buses. But this was like a tour bus style one where they had like curtains on the windows, even in the bus. It was kind of fancy. And I got on, I was like, okay, I'm clearly going really far away if they've sent the fancy bus. Got on my way. I got like a banana milk on the way, and I was like, yes, I'm so Korean. I'm having the time of my life. It was, I'm going to say 130 degrees Fahrenheit because it was Busan in July. And masks were required absolutely everywhere. Even outside in Korea, they'll like fine you if you're not wearing a mask. So if you can imagine being like the sweatiest foreigner in a country, which maybe you've experienced, I got my like sweaty body on this bus, drove like uphill and downhill through mountains, and it was stacked full of people. Like every single, of course, every single seat was occupied. So I'm trying to make myself as inconspicuous as possible. Finally, we get off. At one stop, I check my directions. Oh, I have to take another bus. I get on one that's essentially a ramshackle wagon, and it's going 90 degrees uphill, winding around these like little Korean houses to actually get to the culture village, which is situated, like I said, between two mountains. So you have to get over one mountain to get to the village. There's no room on the ramshackle wagon. So I'm standing, holding my bag, holding the overhead handle. Again, noticing that like I'm getting lots of looks because I'm clearly not Korean, just thinking, oh my God, swinging from side to side. If I land on some poor Korean person who's like sitting down, I'm going to be so embarrassed, but I don't. We make it to the top. We get off and I check our temperature. And then finally, I'm like, whew, I did it. I did the travel. Now I get to enjoy walking up a mountain. So the way that the entryway, entry road to the culture village is designed. You have to like go around gift shops. Like they've really touristed it up clearly because they were trying to like save this neighborhood from demolition because it's historically significant. So I'm passing the gift shops. I'm walking around. It's 150 degrees. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to sweat. I turn the corner and then you notice that it's a straight uphill path to actually get to the views. And I'm like, classic. So I just had this image in my mind that like I have to see everything because I've made it all the way out here. So I wasn't enjoying it when I first arrived because suddenly it was a hike and I was essentially wearing this, which is
Yeah,
like
not hiking
not hiking
clothes.
clothes at all, like jean shorts. And I was like, I should have researched this more. So none of the other like people who got off the bus with me were headed uphill. But I had researched it and I was like, well, I think I have to go uphill first.
Yeah.
So I go all the way to the top, sweating buckets. I walk around and they, so yeah, when you get to the top, they have all sorts of murals. It's really nice. They have like art installations and doll shops and like lots of like kitschy sort of touristy shops. And it is really pretty. And I'm starting to see like the views of these rows of really colorful houses going all the way down the mountain. And it was so nice, but I just didn't want to stop anywhere because I was alone and my Korean is really bad. So I wasn't going into any of the shops or like I could no, there was no one to take pictures of me, so it's not like I was taking
Yeah.
pictures in front of the murals. So I wasn't enjoying myself until I was able to get to the top after, I'm gonna say like 70 minutes of uphill climbing,
That's terrible.
which wasn't unpleasant, but it was just like, wow, this isn't really what I how I thought my day was gonna go.
Yeah.
And I finally got to the top, and I was like, all the reviews that I read online talked about how pleasant it was to sit in the cafes and enjoy the view, like to not be constantly in motion like I had been. So I was like, okay, all right, I am gonna go into a cafe and I'm gonna order something in Korean totally alone. So I went in to this, like, it was like one of the smallest, most unassuming cafes. I was like, perfect, no one will hear me butcher Korean. I got an Americano and a cheesecake, and then the woman who worked at the cafe was like, oh, like, follow me, follow me. And I was like, oh no.
Okay.
But it's always like when someone from the country is like, yeah, follow me, you're like,
Okay.
all right, I guess you know better than me. So she's like, come on. And she takes me up to the roof and she's like, sit here,
Oh.
sit on the roof and enjoy the view. And I was just like, oh my God, I will.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. And I just had this moment of pride where I was like, I made this happen for myself. Nobody helped me. I'm here in Korea totally alone already. And it would have been a safer option to just stay in my hostel all day, but I didn't. I made the most of the situation. And now here I am looking at perhaps the most beautiful place I've ever seen. Because from this valley, you can see all the way into the coast. Like the water is like crystal blue in the distance. These beautiful rows of colorful houses and these two giant mountains. I'll show you a picture when we're done. And I was just like, oh my God, like I did this. This
Yeah.
is all me. And then I packed up my stuff and I traveled an hour and a half back to my hostel and just like immediately took a nap.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was like a really cool
Yeah.
day. I'm glad that I had time off to do it and that I
Rewarding.
took the initiative. Yeah, that's my story.